It's 4 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April 15th, 2018 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball. A lot of postponements yesterday because of all the bad weather in the Middle West, and supposedly that weather is heading here. So just hang in there, folks. Spring eventually is going to come. I hope. I pray. Anyway, we'll do the best. Okay, the National League yesterday. The Cubbies 14 and the Braves 10. The Brewers 5 and the Mets 1. Diamondbacks 9 and the Dodgers 1. The Nats 6 and the Rockies 2. The Padres 5 and the Giants 4. The Cardinals 6 and the Reds 1. In interleague play, the Phillies 9 and the Rays 4. And over in the American League, the Angels 5 and the Royals 3. Mariners 10 and the A's 8. Red Sox 10 and the Orioles 3. And the Rangers 6 and the Astros 5. From what I understand, I guess it's from a good source, the Red Sox 12-2 season opening, I guess I should say, is the best they have done since the early 1900s. I don't have the exact year. That's something I just heard in passing. But we'll take it. Actually, with the Bruins in the playoffs, the Celtics in the playoffs, the Patriots still coming off that difficult Super Bowl loss. I guess you're going to call Boston sports capital of the world, right? Yo, He's in America. What's capital of America? Maybe I don't know about the world. Yeah, probably the world. I don't know, probably any city that's got so many teams in championship caliber. But anyway, we believe that this could be a fantastic year. And just praying that things continue. Although in that Red Sox win, we had another injury. Mookie Betts sliding into first base had a contusion, I believe, on his left ankle. Xander Bogaerts is still out with his situation. But Hanley Ramirez came back, and he hit a home run. Hanley must obviously be in a contract year. No, he hit a home run. He's stealing bases and playing pretty good defense. Hey, hitting in the clutch. What else can you ask for, I guess, you know? Seems like he's really tuned in. And after a while, really, he was playing with a shoulder injury last year. So you don't know how much you can count on those numbers. But anyway, we are thankful to have so much excitement going on here in the Boston, greater Boston, New England area, in the area of sports. So we're just going to move right along. excuse me. I'm talking with some friends of mine about sports and the Red Sox in particular. I'm saying, you know, from what I understand, David Price is going to make his regular turn after having some kind of, I don't know what it was, stiffness in his left hand. And supposedly, I guess that could have resulted in some problems. But anyway, he seems to be, you have come right, bounced right back from it, and he's ready to make his next start, which I guess is scheduled for Monday, which would be the Patriots Day game. But anyway, so far, so good as far as David is concerned. And as I was saying, I'm talking with a friend of mine. The rest of the Red Sox pitching staff looks like they're going to be awesome. And we don't have, what's his name? Pomerantz back yet. We don't have Wright back yet. But supposedly they are progressing. And their elongated spring training down in Florida. And so, and I've understand that Tyler Thornburg has been throwing really well. So, it's a question of what are we going to do with all these guys. And we had two rookies make the starting staff. Rodriguez came back, and his two starts weren't that bad. Actually winning his second start. And Porcello seems like he's got his act together, heading for another Cy Young Award year, and he's the third pitcher, and I haven't mentioned Chris Sale. Oh, wow. Things are looking up, and obviously the addition of J.D. Martinez, he hit a home run. I guess he has three home runs now, I believe. So, hey, things are looking up. Let's enjoy them while we can. Hopefully, we're going to get Xander Bogaerts back. But we brought up Zui Lin, and he's been hitting like crazy and getting on base and playing good defense at shortstop. Hey, the Red Sox look like they are loaded. And the Yankees, even though they got all the big power hitters, you know, it takes more than just power hitters. I'm saying the Yankees are top five hitters look pretty good, but after that, I'll take our players and our bench. Of course, they have Jacoby Ellsbury out, and their regular first baseman is out, and Hicks, their outfielder, just came back recently from injury. But anyway, our pitching looks like it's, except for maybe their top two relievers in the bullpen, but our pitching looks pretty good. Sabathia's out for them, and so. But here again, you know, you really don't know how much you're going to be able to count on him as the season goes on. I think, he's 37 years old now. And, hey, I'll take our club. Now, are we better than Houston? you think we have a problem with you guys. But anyway, it's going to be interesting season. I'm looking forward to it. And we'll just see how far we can go. 420 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. It's a medical breakthrough, a doctor's prescription to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't go to the pharmacy, you go to the supermarket for fruits, vegetables, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods. Side effects may include increased energy, healthy weight loss, and lower cholesterol. For a free recipe booklet, call 866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 425 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. Father, world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association with my background music. Somewhere in here, my background music, in case I get a phone call. Okay, yesterday in the National Basketball Association, the Raptors 114 and the Wizards 106. The Warriors 113 and the Spurs 102. The Pelicans 97 and the Blazers 95. And the 76ers 130 and the Heat 103. Going back to the end of the season, the 76ers now won 17, count them, 17 games in a row. And I picked them, I believe, to defeat the Miami Heat. So they're off to a good start. I thought I would have the Blazers over the Pelicans. I thought the Pelicans would give them a battle, but the Pelicans went into Portland and they won their opening round game. So they jump up there to a good lead now, and they're going back home after game two. The Warriors 113, the Spurs 102. Thought the Spurs would give them a battle in that first game, but that didn't turn out. I thought the Warriors would win eventually, and they're on their way. It seems like they have no answer for Kevin Durant, and Kawhi Leonard is still among the missing. And I had the Raptors over the Wizards in a close one. And I think that game might go seven, but I think the Raptors are going to pull it out in the end. Celtics play tonight, this afternoon, or sometime today anyway. And they're going up against the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis. And I'm not even going to mention his last name. I'll try to pronounce it. And Tukakumpu, whatever. See, I don't know. Everybody that's pronounced it, they say it so fast, they try to get away from the fact that it's an unpronounceable amount of letters and whatnot thrown together. The Greek freak is good enough for me, I guess, and him as well. I think the Celtics should win that in maybe six games, depending. Here again, I'm not going to go through all the injury situation, depending upon how the bench plays in that series. Milwaukee's gotten some players back as well. And I don't even know this point guard they're talking about who was Rookie of the Year last year. Beats me. But anyway, he's back. And, that adds to a team that was doing pretty well. How well they're going to fit in. I guess, it's a case of how well their bench plays versus our bench. So if our bench can hold their own and do maybe a little bit better than expected, Celtics should win in six, if not less. But anyway, like I said, this is has to be the Boston championship city of the United States. And hey, we'll take it. I'm not complaining in the least. If we can continue to do as well as we have, like I said, the Patriots losing in the Super Bowl, and I still haven't heard anyone come up with a reasonable explanation for what Belichick, our resident genius, was doing. But here again, and I don't know if I should talk football right now. We're talking Patriots, right? key to the, I said to the Patriots, I'm Celtics, I'm getting my teams all mixed up here. Key to the Celtics playoff success, and I hope it's going to be successful, is going to be based upon how well the bench plays. And right now we have Shane Larkin at point guard, backup point guard, and we have Marcus Morris and his name skips me, our new center, we'll see how well they can perform in their reserve roles. I think the Celtics first team, the Celtics first team is mostly the Celtics original bench. When you figure Terry Rozier, now they're going to be, concentrating on him. If they can keep him under wraps, then the first team offense is probably going to struggle. But you never know. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum could be big cogs. And supposedly Al Horford's going to get the first shot at Giannis. And we'll see how well that goes. But Brad Stevens is saying we're going to throw the whole team at him. And that's going to be pretty good. But, there are four other guys out there as well. And like I said, it's probably going to come down to the battle of the benches. If our bench can hold off their bench, or at least match them, well, I think we have a shot at, like I said, winning it in six, or maybe less. But as long as we win, I don't care if it goes seven. As long as we win and move on, that will be exciting. That will add to the lore of what's going on here right now. And if you want to look ahead, the Celtics have the Los Angeles pick this year. And I think right now they're, number nine, I guess, in the playoff, in the draft order. And we have the choice, I think, of either accepting that or going with the Sacramento pick next year. And depends upon, I guess, who is coming out and how many, successful players. The question is, what are we going to do with all these players? The Celtics had a chance to add Jabari Bird to the playoff roster. They would have to drop somebody. And I said, in my estimation, in the few games that Bird played this year and in the preseason and prior to getting injured playing for Maine in the GBL, that I thought he had the potential to play small forward, shooting guard, and I would have said goodbye to Abdel Nader, who may be a better shooter, but I think Bird does so many other things. He could be a backup point guard. He can get you some points and probably plays a little better defense, especially at the shooting guard position. But they chose not to do that, and that's based upon the fact that Nader can be at 6'5", 6'6", can be an explosive player at the small forward position. Defense, now that's another story. But the Celtics play such a good team defense. Hopefully, Greg Monroe is the guy I was trying to think of. Monroe, Marcus Morris, and Shane Larkin. Three leading guys, I think, coming off the Celtics bench. Okay, so we'll see how well it goes starting this afternoon, I believe, at the TD Garden. 4:34 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. And I say, 4:34. And you listen to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. and streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. I'll be back.
Thank you. There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed 5 times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, we talked about the Celtics and their chances, and we gave you the winners of the 4 games yesterday. Raptors over the Wizards, Warriors over the Spurs, Pelicans upset the Blazers, I guess you could say that, and the 76ers won their 17th game in a row, first playoff game with a win, convincing win over the Heat. Okay, I tell you, I got the Celtics over the Bucks, the Cavaliers over the Pacers. Who else? The Rockets over the Timberwolves. And I got the Thunder, but not by much, over the Jazz. So there you go. 441 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in that sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. 1-855-915-WMFO. National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Bruins 7 and the Maple Leafs 3. The Predators 5 and the Avalanche 4. The Lightning 5 and New Jersey 3. And the Sharks 3 and the Ducks 2. Okay, so the Bruins are continuing to pile it on. The Maple Leafs, they're up 2 games to 0. Someone who's more expert in the National Hockey League than I am was saying the Bruins are going to have to cut down on the speed of the Maple Leafs, and I guess so far the big bad Bruins are doing just that, pounding the Maple Leafs every chance they get. And I'm not even going to the Marchand kissing thing, but whatever. But anyway, I wonder why that guy didn't push him away. But anyway, hey, what do I know about? Anyway, that will be a highlight, I guess, or a low light, however you want to look at it, for years and years and years and years and years and years to come. And I can't find all my stuff here. What did I do with it? Where did it go? It's interesting. But anyway, let's move on. The Bruins are up 2-0. Next 2 games are in Toronto. So I guess the Bruins have a good shot. To me, the Bruins are a mirror image of the Boston Celtics, with so many new players and other players that were key players going down with injury and things like that. I'm surprised that they're where they are, and I guess the Celtics have surprised people where they are, and they're still going, even though a major part of their ball club is sidelined. You know, Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward, Marcus Smart, and Theis are all out for, well, no. Smart might get back, they said, near the end of the first round or possibly into the second round, if they get to the second round. And the Bruins, you know, they've lost key players during the year as well. Some of them are back. They aren't as badly banged up as the Celtics are. But here again, I don't think anybody expected them to come in second place in their division and only a point or two behind Tampa Bay. So we'll see how far they can go. Hopefully, they'll go as right up into the finals. That's where we like to see them go. But here again, like I said, I'm billing Boston as the sports capital of the United States right now. Hey, and who you know, name me somebody, if you disagree with me, name me somebody that some other city that has as many championship caliber potential playoff teams as we have. And I don't think you can. That's why I put it out there. And I didn't do any major research on that, but that's just my opinion. So what good is that, you know? My opinion plus 2 cents, you may have a penny. 4:46 here at WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective, what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. Before we leave the National Hockey League, let me update you on the playoff status. The Lightning in New Jersey are tied at 1-1. Columbus Blue Jackets lead the Capitals 1-0. Pittsburgh and Philly are tied at 1-1. And out west, and I said the Bruins lead their series 2-0. The Sharks and the Ducks. The Sharks lead that series 2-0. Golden Knights lead the Kings 1-0. Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't have a Friday score in that game. So it was 1-0 after Wednesday, but they played Friday, and I don't have a score for that. The Winnipeg Jets and the Wild. I don't have a late score for that one either. The Jets, the Knights rather, were leading 1-0. I don't know what happened after that. And the Jets were leading the Wild 1-0. I don't have those late scores. Sorry about that, folks. Those Friday night late scores. And the Predators and the Avalanche, the Predators lead that series 2-0. Okay, 4:48 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I shall return. I promise.
Here's a song that means a lot to me. I hope you enjoy it. Well, I remember. Sorry about that. Let me catch my breath for a second. Well, hold on there.
If you have a chronic cough, wheezing, emphysema, or other trouble breathing, you might actually have something more. COPD. It's the number four cause of death in America. Few people have heard of it, including those who actually have it.
Take it away, Jim.
COPD can be treated. A simple breathing test can help you find out if you have it. So talk to your doctor about COPD. Get the test. Start getting the right treatment.
Thank you very much.
Learn more. Breathe better. Go to www.learnaboutcopd.org. A message from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:53, the Brown Perspective on Sports time. We're going to go to the National Football League and New England Patriots. Oh, first of all, Dez Bryant being cut by the Dallas Cowboys was a little surprising. Of course, I guess when you get down to the big bucks part of your contract, and if you're performance has slipped somewhat, I guess that's not surprising. But the question is, where is he going to go? And he says he wants to play in the National Football League East so that he'll get two shots at the Cowboys. Saying this has been very personal after all that he believes he's done for the team, that for them to cut him like that, he wants some revenge. Will he get it? I don't know. And I don't think with all of the potential wide receivers that the Patriots have that he's going to come here on the cheap. He's more interested in getting revenge against the Cowboys and playing against them twice a year. So, anyway, the big question as far as the Patriots are concerned, what is their biggest need? And who is going to fill it? I believe their biggest need is probably at left tackle, taking the place of Nate Solder. And whether that will come from inside or outside, I don't think there are any big-name left tackles on the market since Solder got the most amount of money ever given to an offensive lineman. In the history of the NFL, obviously played great football and followed the old maxim. If you want your rings, play for the Patriots. After you get your rings, go elsewhere to get your money. And I guess that's what took place in that situation as well. Getting Dante Hightower back is going to be a major situation. For the New England Patriots, if he can come back and team with Shea McClellan, it would be. And I don't know whether Harrison is going to get a shot, another shot, if he liked it here, or if he's going to go elsewhere. But I understand he still wants to play. And so we'll see how that turns out. Will the Patriots draft a potential quarterback replacement for Tom Brady? Since there's all kinds of information out there, whether it's true or false information, no one knows about the rift between Kraft, Belichick, and Brady in the Garoppolo situation. So whether that's true or not, we'll find out. And is there anybody out there, probably at a lower level? Although the Patriots have two first-round picks and two second-round picks, which is unusual for them. And here again, quite often their picking is not that great, especially when it comes to offensive people. And that's why I guess Belichick was so upset with the fact that he couldn't keep Garoppolo. But if he did, there would have to have been a lot of other cuts elsewhere, unless Patriots are going to go over the salary cap restrictions and pay a lot of money in fines because of how far they're going over. And we're going to be interested to see what they do with Rob Gronkowski, who's been, you know, talking about possibly not coming back after all the injuries, and knowing that he can make big